In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The contrast here between Peter and Jesus couldn't be more stark. Peter had talked big about his faithfulness and devotion to Jesus. He had also flailed around with his sword in the garden as if he were Jesus' personal bodyguard. But now he is suddenly a coward. Now that Jesus is captured, he is fearful even of a little servant girl, suggesting that he is Jesus' disciple. Peter is afraid of what might happen to him. He is afraid to suffer. And in truth, so are we. We're in love with the idea of faithfulness. We look up to the martyrs of the church and believe that we too would rather die than deny Jesus. But then we deny him in so many little ways. When we fail to speak or act, even with family and friends, because that might associate us with Jesus in a negative light. We're afraid of what might happen to our reputation or our income or our life if we're stereotyped as one of those Christians. We don't want to suffer for the name of Jesus. But Jesus is most willing to suffer for us. He doesn't hide from those who come to arrest him. Rather, Jesus goes forth boldly to meet his captors, fully prepared to drink the cup of judgment that is given to him by his Father. Jesus then is not like Adam, who hid among the trees in fear. Rather, in this garden, Jesus meets his enemies head on, so that we who are the children of Adam may go free. For this man, Jesus, is the great I Am, the eternal God revealed in the burning bush to Moses. His name causes his enemies to draw back and fall to the ground. For all who do not call on his name in faith will fall to their own destruction. Peter would later not deny, but confess the name of Jesus boldly on Pentecost, with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And in the end, Peter would die courageously for the name of Christ. May God grant to us also his Holy Spirit, that we too may confess the name of Jesus with full confidence in him. And take to heart Jesus' words when he says, "Be faithful even unto death, and I will give you the crown of life."